Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I was just telling Sue, I'm so annoyed because maybe I shouldn't do this, but I was paging through a little Facebook here during the break, and there was an event at the White House earlier today where someone literally passed out when President Trump was addressing the media, and they were talking about some of these GOP medicines, etc. I think RFK Jr. was there as well. But now you have all the TDS folks out there on Facebook posting this picture. And by the way, I don't even know if it's real because it could be AI. But it's just people going to help this man who passed out. And President Trump kind of standing stoically, making it look like he was doing nothing and didn't care, even though he was in the middle of a White House event. And talk about taking things out of context. But think about how much effort these board people who have TDS, some of whom I actually like, they're friends of mine. And I just want to say, and I don't interject, I have a couple of times recently, do you not have a life? Really? Do you have to go on Facebook every single day and post something about Donald Trump? That's a psychological problem. It really is.
No, it is.
You are mentally ill if you do that. I'm sorry, even if you're a friend of mine. You have a mental illness that you need to help. And I don't know how to help you because they just make it worse. Good Lord.
He's got a lot of people that are in charge of helping. That's why he was standing there trying to hold
exactly.
it all together.
Exactly. Charles Lipson is here. Professor Emeritus at the University of Chicago, has written about this week's election. And I don't know if you saw that event and what I'm referring to today, Charles, but how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing better than the guy in the White House.
That was kind of scary, wasn't it?
Yeah. And by the way, if there are that many healthcare executives, you'd think there might be some medical knowledge in the room.
And I think there
I'd
were.
Say that the president, normally when things go wrong like that, it's not the president who should step in. And you're right. It's just Trump derangement syndrome. But I think that Trump and the Republicans do have some real things to worry about besides people fainting. They did not do well on Tuesday night.
Yeah, so what's your interpretation of that? I'm always a little careful with, overreacting or even underreacting. I guess some of my advice yesterday was, even on Mamdani, where it seems like it's this big gift to Republicans, and perhaps it will be, and it has up until this point. I don't think you can, underestimate the appeal that he has to a certain part of the electorate. And AOC might be the same way. You got slick people out there like Gavin Newsom. So yeah, this was a bit of an ass whooping. I don't think that it's shocking that Democrats won in Virginia and New Jersey or in some of these other places. But I guess the focus, Charles, and I think you dug into this a little bit, it was the margins that perhaps are more of a concern.
I think that's right. I think the thing with off-year elections like this is a lot of it is about turnout, and turnout is about who's really got the energy, right? And the energy is negative. And that's another point that I make. You're pointing to a column that I wrote and that was published in The Spectator. But I would say that the Democrats' problem going forward is that they don't have a positive agenda. It's really all Trump derangement syndrome. And plus, I think this point about affordability does resonate. You're right about Mamdani being a good retail politician. His problem is that he just got elected, and now he's going to have to govern. And I see problems ahead, and not just from Trump saying he's going to cut off money that's discretionary that could go to New York, but he's going to they're going to have two other problems. One is going to be that the governor of New York is going to be asked to fund a lot of this, and I don't think she's going to be very eager to do that. And the other is that as his socialist programs melt down, as they inevitably will, all the people who endorse this guy are going to be on the hook for bad results.
Yeah, I have do this. Boy, Charles, you'd be an awesome panelist if you're ever in St. Louis sometime. I do the Reardon Roundtable 3 o'clock on Friday. It's must listen to radio, Charles Lipson. And I have two Democrats, and then I have a fellow conservative who comes on tomorrow. It'll be Gene Evans, who is one of our regulars, and Jane Duker is a friend of mine, is on, and Jeff Rainford. So those two Democrats tomorrow, when I bring this stuff up about Mamdani in particular, they will react in a similar way that I do or that you do, because they are Democrats, but they're common sense and they're not radicals, and they cannot stand that a guy like this or people like AOC are taking over their party. But the fact of the matter is they are taking over their party. So how do the establishment Democrats and the old school Democrats here on the day that Nancy Pelosi announces her retirement, how do they deal with this? Because just as I was welcoming you to the show, they were airing a clip on Fox during the five of Whoopi Goldberg this morning. I don't have the audio, but her message was this: the Democratic leaders need to let these candidates, you know, get out of their way. Just let them do what they're going to do. But as you point out, look, these are candidates that are certainly appealing to the progressive, the hard left, but those issues do not play well in most of America. Those are deep blue states out there. Here in Missouri, in most of Illinois, outside of Cook County, I think you'd agree, that stuff doesn't fly.
That's exactly right. The British have a word for it. It's called horses for courses, meaning if it's a muddy course, some horses will run well. If it's a dry course, some horses will run well. And I think that the Democrats' response is to say exactly what you said. That is, we're a big tent party. This is their argument. We're a big tent party, and we're not going to run a Mamdani in Kansas. We're going to let locals run where they run. But here's the problem, and this is a problem actually on both sides. The primaries are now so dominant, and the primaries are controlled by the activist base in both parties. I would also add that now that everybody has a cell phone that can record everything, you can't do what you used to do 50 years ago, which was say one thing to primary voters and then a different thing to general election voters.
They still try, though. Sometimes they still try.
They try, but they get caught as being inauthentic and deceitful. The problem that Democrats have is in one way opposite from the problem Republicans have, or strength that Republicans have, depending on which way it works on for particular candidates. The Republicans are Donald Trump's party, and they shifted from being a country club party to a populist party. But if Donald Trump says you're not his guy in the primaries, it's very hard to win those in nearly every state. But that doesn't mean that you can't always win the general election if he endorses you, as we just saw in New Jersey with Cetarelli. But the Democrats don't have a leader and won't have one until somebody is picked in 2028. Obama plays a kind of role, but he's kind of old school. Nancy Pelosi was incredibly effective as a leader of the party. You can see that Hakeem Jeffries is a much weaker reed,
he's flailing.
Although they've held together. But that means that what Whoopi Goldberg advised them to do is what they were going to do anyway, which is just run to their own tune.
Yeah, well, we got kind of lucky here. I mean, we have a progressive mayor, so I think Kara's mm-hmm. a progressive, but she's not a nut job progressive. There is a difference. There's progressives, and then there's nut job progressives. Now, we have one of those running the Board of Aldermen here, Megan Green, and she's definitely, and a couple others, nut job progressives. What do you make, Charles Lipson? Because this is the one thing, and I said this yesterday, there's a lot of this stuff that did not shock me. Maybe some of the margins, but I really didn't think that Spanberger was going to lose to Winsome Earl Sears, even though I love Winsome. It just, she wasn't as strong a candidate, and Youngkin kind of disappeared from that. But the Jay Jones things, that one baffles
me. That's really shocking, isn't it?
It is shocking, and I feel like I'm missing something, but how anyone could know the facts of what happened with Jay Jones and that violent text exchange and think that he's, look, people apologize, they make mistakes, you can move on, but to put him in a position as the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Virginia is mind-boggling, and I suppose it gives Republicans a little card in their back pocket. I like to be consistent and not hypocritical, but good Lord, you got something that happens on the Republican side that's similar to this, and we can say, hey, you guys didn't care, so why should we?
I do think I've come up with a favorite phrase, which I actually heard. It was a lawyer I knew who came home to find his two daughters fighting, and he asked them what happened. And one daughter said, "It all started when Shira hit me back."
Exactly.
I think that captures our politics perfectly.
It does. It absolutely does. Charles Lipson, always great to have you on. I hope things are well, and we'll talk soon.
Great to talk to you.
You can find his columns, they're always really good, at charleslipson.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.